Luke chapter 2, and that passage Owen read for us earlier in the service. This is the one we're going to be thinking about this morning, the story of the shepherds and the angels and Mary and Joseph and the baby. And whenever a baby is born, there is just so much to do from the very first moment that it arrives into the world. There's the feeding, the changing, the washing, the sleepless nights to be endured, and of course the visitors who come to ooh and ah over the baby and to spend some time. And they have to be entertained as well, of course. And usually those visitors are family and friends. But what if a couple were sitting with their newborn baby and the door gets knocked and they go to the door, the husband goes to the door and he comes back to his wife and says, "I don't know who these people are. They're working men in working clothes. Why do you think they're here?" You would be rightly suspicious if you were a father or a mother if a group of complete strangers turned up at your door wanting to come and see your baby. Are they friend or are they foe? What on earth are they doing here? Very strange for a group of men to turn up to see a newborn baby. Because that's the position that Mary and Joseph found themselves in whenever Jesus was born. The door was knocked. Joseph, I presume, went to answer the door, and there were standing a bunch of shepherds. And you can visualize Joseph answering the door and then turning around and saying to Mary, "It's a bunch of shepherds." And the men say, "Well, God told us to come here. And an angel appeared and told us about a baby to be born." Maybe it was Mary who said to Joseph, "Well, maybe you better let them in." Joseph would have been defensive. Joseph would have been unsure. But maybe Mary it was who says, "Well, let them in." And in they came. And when they saw the baby, we are told in verses 16 and 17, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And the saying is in verse 11 and 12, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Let me just break this down into three headings for you this morning. First of all, the message was a personal message because God said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David." That is, you shepherds, you hard-working men, you men who stay out in all weathers with your sheep, this message is for you. Sometimes when a minister goes to a house and knocks the door, this has happened to me over the years, the man answers the door and he says, "Oh, it's you, Your Reverence, I'll get the wife." As if the things of God are for women only, or the educated only, or the weak only. When Jesus came, these were hard-working, probably uneducated, definitely not weak men, but the message was personally for them. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." The message of God's Son coming into the world isn't for the wife. It is for the wife, but not just for the wife. It isn't just for the next door neighbor. It's just not next for your mate at work only, but it's for you and me, personally, plainly, pointedly, this day in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you. Secondly, as well as a personal message, it's a message about a personal Savior. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Whenever a baby is born, its parents gaze into the cradle or cot and wonder what this child will grow up to be and do in its life. What will it be like when it's 20, 30, 40, 50 years of age? Will it be married? Will it have a family? What job will it do? Parents wonder what their child will become, but when it's born, they cannot know, but they do wonder. But Mary and Joseph were different because they knew what Jesus would grow up to be and to do, because the Lord had made it known to them, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. I'm sure all of us saw the pictures from Bondi Beach in Australia last weekend when 15 Jews were murdered for the crime of being Jews. How can people do such evil? And did you see the photographs or the video of the retired police officer who was in the vicinity, who with complete disregard for his own life ran across and rugby tackled one of the gunmen and wrestled the rifle from him? Who knows how many people that retired police officer saved from death? He was maybe a savior to many. But here is news of one of whom Mary and Joseph, they are told, will grow up to be not a savior, but will grow up to be the savior. God's savior, the Messiah, bringing with him peace and goodwill towards men. As Shanna read earlier from Isaiah's message, he will be the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, and the government of the universe will be on his shoulders. This is no mere baby. This is the Savior of the world. And it's one thing to hear it, but do you act upon it? Because notice what the shepherds did, verse 15. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Sadly, many people hear the good news of the Savior's birth and do nothing with it. They don't act upon it. It goes in one ear and out the other. They come to a Christmas service and we're glad to see them, but maybe they'll not be back for another year. But this message isn't about church attendance. This message is about Christ attendance, making your way to him, seeing and savoring him by faith, understanding that we are great sinners who need to be saved, but that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You shepherds, you farmers, you accountants, you nurses, you doctors, you school kids, you uni students, you car mechanics, you engineers, you tradesmen, you office workers, you single, you married, you divorced, you widowed, you slaves, you free, you male, you female, you religious, you not very religious or not at all religious, you rich, you poor, he came for you to be your personal savior because you need a personal savior because of our sin. And think of the shepherds that stayed on the Bethlehem hillsides and said, when the angels went away, "Ach, nah, I can't be bothered. I'm happy where I am sitting here in the dark." I mean, it's stupid, isn't it? When the angel disappeared, having flooded the hillside with light, if the shepherds had said, "No, we're okay, we'll just stay here in the dark." How many people hear the gospel and say, "I'm okay staying in the dark"? So many people. But how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, who is Christ the Lord. Maybe listening to me this morning, you need to make haste to Jesus Christ. No longer the babe in Bethlehem, but now the risen Christ, risen from the dead. Go home, get on your knees at your bedside and talk to him. Say, Lord, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for coming into the world. Thank you for rising from the dead. And save me, Lord, because I need saved today. Because Jesus came bringing with him God's peace and God's goodwill. God has got goodwill towards us. But you must be willing to come to him as the Bethlehem shepherds were willing to come to the stable. Thirdly and finally today, we've considered the personal message and the person that it's about. Thirdly, the publicity the shepherds engaged in after they left Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Verse 17, when they saw it, that is the baby in the manger, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. Here were men who hadn't been to Bible college, maybe hadn't been to school at all. Their fathers were shepherds. They grew up shepherds themselves, I'm guessing. But that didn't stop them when they met with Jesus, speaking about Jesus, the Savior whom God had sent. And not everyone can be a preacher, but everyone can be a witness. If you can talk, you can be a witness to Jesus. And this is how you know those who have met the Savior, they want to publicize him, to speak about him, however poorly, to spread his message, to do something, to do anything for the extension of the name of Jesus Christ. They pray, they'll pay, they preach if they're called to that. They will go. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. We're all used, aren't we, to seeing advertisements. Seems to be in the modern world, there are more advertisements than programs. And we're used to billboards, wherever you go, big billboards advertising this and that. People trying to publicize, to promote their product or their experience or whatever. Here were shepherds who were so full of the wonder of what they had seen that they went away to publicize Jesus. Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Zechariah said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Elizabeth said, blessed are you, Mary, among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Mary. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Because this child is no ordinary child. Please do not think that this message is just about a baby. It is that. But this child is the Savior of the world and of your soul and mine. As I end, the shepherds were the first arrivals to see God's new arrival. Have you seen him? Have you made your way to him? You may get many gifts this Christmas, but the greatest gift is God's gift, the gift of his Son. Receive him today by faith, by believing on him, giving him your life, surrendering everything to him. And he will grant to you forgiveness and peace and the joy of the Lord, and that will be your strength. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the shepherds. We thank you for the announcement, the obedience, and then the publicity they engaged in. And we're just amazed, Lord, just to hear about these men, ordinary working men, out on the hillsides with their sheep, and yet they were the ones you came to, just ordinary people like us. And Father, what a privilege they received, and what a privilege likewise we have today. May our lives, Lord, just be turned towards Jesus. May we see in him the light and the life of the world. And may he be the light in our lives and the life of our lives, both now and forevermore. And we pray in his name. Amen.